Track 6, and we return to the news stories. The museum expansion plans have been boosted by a grant. Almost £30,000 has been awarded to Newton Abbott Museum to support year-long project to develop plans for a state-of-the-art expansion to the museum's store. The National Lottery Heritage Fund has granted the museum £78,952 to create the interactive space for members of the community to get more involved with behind-the-scenes museum activities. The current museum store is not accessible to the public, nor large enough to house the museum's collection of 17,000 objects. An extension will enable better access and for the collection to be housed in one bespoke space. Currently, some artefacts are stored in off-site rental units. Curator Charlotte Dixon said, "We desperately need more space to look after our objects, and this is an opportunity for us to work with the community to design a facility they can be involved in. For example, selecting objects for exhibitions, taking part in demonstrations, talks, tours and workshops, all taking place in the heart of the new store. The new extension will enable us to bring artefacts into one dedicated space where we can take the best care of them to preserve them for future generations." At the end of the year, the museum will apply for a full National Lottery grant to build and fit out an environmentally sustainable museum store and community space. Stuart McLeod, Director of England, London and South at the National Lottery Heritage Fund, said, "What's in store will continue the positive impact of Newton Abbott's museum previous development project. This next phase is the final piece to create a fully accessible space where the community can come together to learn and celebrate its local heritage."
Tynmouth, we have liftoff. Tynmouth's Alice Cross Centre was delighted to welcome Town Mayor Councillor Kate Williams to officially open their new lift at their recent open day. The centre, which hasn't had a working lift for around 30 years, was fortunate enough to be awarded funding by Valencia Communities Trust, which enabled the lift project to go ahead. Dawlish Water Rotary and Tynmouth Rotary Club also donated £500 each to help with the associated costs. "Having a lift is going to mean such a lot to our centre users and can't use the stairs, enabling them to use our counselling and massage therapy services on the upper floors," said Centre Manager Jackie O'Brien. Mayor Kate Williams also did the honour of officially opening the newly decorated and wonderfully maximalist ladies' toilets. "We hope they will be the talking point of Tynmouth. We would like to thank all the volunteers involved. Please come and visit us, even if it's just to try out the lift and use the ladies' loos. Whilst you are here, you can have a cuppa and we can tell you all about our wonderful services and food events."
Inquest opens into the death of young mum. An inquest has opened into the death of a 21-year-old mother of two young children who died on the A38 in May. Sophie Brown, who was born in Torquay and lived in Heathfield near Newton Abbott, died on the A38 at 10:52 p.m. on May the 25th. The inquest heard that Sophie died on the A38 near Chudley Knighton and that she had been struck by at least two vehicles. Senior Coroner for Devon, Plymouth and Torbay, Philip Spinney, said emergency services attended but her condition was incompatible with life. Cause of death was given as multiple severe injuries due to a road traffic accident. At the time of the incident, police closed the road for 12 hours for investigations. The inquest has been adjourned to a later date. Sophie was the mother of two young boys, and family and friends were left devastated by her death. Paying tribute to her sister Chloe said, "Sophie was taken from this world too young. However, she was fighting too many demons to the point where she just needed peace. Sadly, She found peace in a way which meant she would no longer be with us.
Can I just refer back for a moment to the story about Newton Abbott Museum? The opening sentence read, almost £30,000 has been awarded to Newton Abbott Museum. Having looked at it again, I can see that it was a typo and it should have read, almost £80,000 has been awarded to Newton Abbott Museum, because the Lottery Heritage Fund has granted the museum over £78,900. Glad to be able to clear that up. And not far from the museum, a road is to be closed for 3 weeks. A key road in and out of Newton Abbott closed on Monday for 3 weeks. The closure of Walborough Street is to allow Wales and West Utilities to replace the gas mains pipes. The actual closure is from Linden Terrace to Pomeroy Road. Walborough Street will be under temporary traffic lights two and three way from August the 12th until September the 6th, before the final phase of works from September the 9th to October the 10th, when the road will be under three-way temporary traffic lights. Motorists in the know will no doubt be tempted to use alternate routes, chief among them being Coach Road, which can become heavily congested, if not totally impassable, at the best of times, regardless of any roadworks.
Pupils take pride in town, for we are Tynmouth Week. More than 250 pupils took part in Tynmouth Primary School's annual community festival. Dubbed We Are Tynmouth, the festival brought youngsters out of the classroom and out into the town, taking part in different community-focused events as a way to give something back to Tynmouth. Year one pupils from Pine class set out to clean the streets by carrying out a litter pick, and elsewhere, pupils decorated the Meadow Centre, tended to the grounds of St James' Church, shared stories with generations past at Croft Lodge, and created a special scarecrow to help local gardeners, and much more besides. The school says it believes in being at the heart of its community and keeping community at its heart. Head teacher Luke Marchant said, "So many people have commented on how kind, polite and responsible our pupils are. Events like this have certainly given them a chance to shine and learn what a difference they truly make to the world around them."
Machinery firm enters liquidation. A highly regarded Newton Abbott farm and garden machinery specialist has formally entered administration. At a meeting held with creditors last Tuesday, directors passed a resolution to voluntarily wind up C.R. Wilcox and Company Limited and to appoint Mark Bowen of MB Insolvency as liquidator. C.R. Wilcox, which sold and repaired farm and garden machinery, unexpectedly shut its doors for good in June. At the time, the firm gave no explanation for its sudden closure and deleted its website and all its social media profiles. The only information available was in the form of a note left outside its Heathfield premises, which read, "C.R. Wilcox is permanently closed. Any customers who have items with service or horticultural departments will be contacted shortly."